A group of young kids dressed in colorfully decorated costumes is dancing on a stage at Santa Barbara's De La Guerra Plaza. It's part of the 95th annual Old Spanish Day celebration. 5 days of food, music, dance, and much more to commemorate the community's heritage. While hundreds of thousands of people will take part in the celebration, most don't know how it started or what specifically it's commemorating. It's about Santa Barbara's history, but a very specific period of it.
In 1924, it was a group of businessmen who were getting together and said, you know, Santa Barbara is so incredible during the summer. We ought to have some kind of festival like Mardi Gras, Tournament of Roses, to attract people during our most beautiful time, which is the summer. And as they're trying to come up with a theme that would be appealing, Wilson Dibley, who's a founding family, and he said, well, what about, you know, our own heritage here? Another man, Michael Phillips, who was an editor of the local paper, and he said, we could call it Old Spanish Days.
Aaron Graffy is a historian who's written numerous articles and books about Santa Barbara's history, including Old Spanish Days, Santa Barbara History Through Public Art. She talks about the period of time that's the focus of the celebration.
It was only about 20 or 30 years long. So it was when Mexico came to power and started giving out land grants, the Rancho period of California history. And the reason we call it Old Spanish Days in Santa Barbara was when the Americans started coming in after 1850, and they're bringing different music, you start having honky-tonk pianos and saloons, and everybody's speaking English. The whole demeanor and aura and culture was changing. And the old-timers would go, oh, this is grand and fun, but remember the Old Spanish Days.
Graffy says that one of the things that's unique about Old Spanish Days is that it's helped preserve some of the historic dance and music from the 1800s.
During the Rancho period, the people did not consider themselves to be Mexican, even if they, you know, that's where their forebears came from, or Spanish, unless they came directly off the boat from Spain. They considered themselves Californios. And while they lived here, they developed their own vocabulary, if you want to say, library of music, songs, and dance, which was something that was in Santa Barbara, continued through the 19th century and then through the 20th century. Other communities lost all that when the Americans came in.
The historian says one of the great things about Old Spanish Days is that it's become inclusive in a way that everyone, regardless of heritage, can take part.
This culture is for everybody. In this, you have people like Aaron Graffy, half Irish, half German. And yes, my sisters and I, we all took dance and performed in Fiesta. And all the little kids who are flower girls, they can be all kinds of different names, nationalities, ethnicity. And you're all just expected as part of the community to be involved.
Back at De La Guerra Plaza, the home of one of the Fiesta marketplaces, people are enjoying the live entertainment and food from booths operated by nonprofits as fundraisers. Most people are less concerned about the why of Old Spanish Days than the what, as in what can we eat next?
A sope.
Good?
It's really good.
Friends see old friends and co-workers come to enjoy the atmosphere and lunch. One group is from Santa Barbara City College.
It's a work lunch that we come when it opens on Wednesday.
This is our annual team building activity. We get to talk with people and see people, and as a team we eat together and enjoy the day.
Are we getting a lot of work done?
Absolutely.
Well, we're in HR, so we can recruit all we want. There's so many people out here, so.
The Old Spanish Day celebration continues with food, shows, parades, and much more through Sunday. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLV News.